KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball action tonight, regional play continues this evening in 1A and 2A. In Class 1A action tonight in Region 2, it'll be Sydney playing West Harrison at Sydney. At Woodbine tonight, Boyer Valley will face Arwiva. Essex will be at home against East Mills this evening. Also in Class 1A Region 3 play tonight, Audubon will play Exira EHK, that match in Audubon. Cam will be at home in Anita. They'll host Grandview Christian tonight. East Union plays Lennox, that game at Afton. And at Stanton tonight, Bedford will battle Stanton. Also in Class 2A play tonight in Region 1, Missouri Valley will host West Monona, while Underwood is at home to Logan Magnolia. In Class 2A Region 2, Panorama will be on the road. They'll play in Jewell tonight against South Hamilton. South Central Calhoun will face IKM Manning, that match in Lake City tonight. Also in Class 2A Region 4 at Neola, Tri-Center will host Van Meter. And in Region 5 in Class 2A, St. Albert will play Griswold tonight. That game over at St. Albert High School. And Trainer will be at home against Mount Air this evening. Those matches getting underway at 7 tonight with the winners all advancing. Well, after last Friday night's final games of the regular season, the high school football playoffs are now set. And here's a look at the pairings locally coming up this Friday night in first round action. Eight-man teams that made the playoffs from this area: Audubon, Arwiva, Exira EHK, and Fremont Mills. Now for Audubon, they will be on the road. They'll play at Harris Lake Park on Friday night. Arwiva will be at home as they'll face Newell Fonda. Bedford will be at home on Friday night as they'll play Exira EHK in a first-round matchup. And Fremont Mills will be at home on Friday. They'll face Lennox in first-round play Friday night in eight-man football. In Class A action, St. Albert in the playoffs. The Falcons will be at home. They'll face off against Akron Westfield in their first-round matchup. Also coming up on Friday night in Class 1A playoffs, AHSTW and Logan Magnolia both in. For AHSTW, they'll travel Friday night as they will play at undefeated Van Meter, while Logan Magnolia will be at home. They'll face off against Hinton on Friday. In Class 2A play, Kemper Catholic will battle Central Lyon George Little Rock. Now, that game will be played at a neutral site. They'll play that at Denison on Friday night. And also coming up Friday night, Class 3A, three teams from Class 3A District 7 made the playoffs. Carroll was the district champ, Creston the runner-up, and Glenwood got in as a wild card. There were two wild cards in Class 3A due to the fact there are only seven districts in that class. For Carroll, they'll be at home. They'll play Sergeant Bluff Luton. Creston also gets a home game. The Panthers will play Boone, while Glenwood will be on the road. They'll play at Storm Lake on Friday night. All those games kicking off at 7 o'clock on Friday night, with the winners advancing to the quarterfinal round of the tournament. In NFL action on Sunday, Alex Smith threw for two touchdowns to help Kansas City beat the Saints 27-21. Daniel Sorensen returned a Drew Brees interception 48 yards for a touchdown to help the Chiefs win their ninth straight at home. Brees threw for 367 yards and three scores, but most of it came when the Saints were trying to rally. Tyreek Hill made an acrobatic 38-yard touchdown catch to help the Chiefs win their ninth straight at home. Spencer Ware also had a 46-yard catch from Smith for a touchdown. The Chiefs showed some mettle after falling into an early 7-0 hole, as Ware's touchdown on a screen pass and Sorensen's pick six off a batted ball quickly turned the momentum, and Hill added his long touchdown reception to make it 21-7 at the break. The Saints drew within a touchdown on Mark Ingram's catch midway through the third quarter, but the 2009 Heisman Trophy winner fumbled inside the Kansas City 10 with 8:26 left in the game, and the Chiefs leading 24-14. New Orleans got the ball back and eventually scored, but the wasted time proved costly in the end. Kansas City Chiefs' Andy Reid coached his 300th game on Sunday. Most of those were over his 14 seasons in Philadelphia, where he was 140, 102, and 1. He's now 36-21 in his fourth season with the Chiefs. Elsewhere around the league, the Philadelphia Eagles have knocked off the NFL's last undefeated team. The Eagles harassed former Philadelphia quarterback Sam Bradford in his return to the city and posted a 21-10 win over Minnesota. Bradford was sacked six times and forced into his first three turnovers of the season. He was traded to the Vikings just before the start of the season when the Eagles decided to go with rookie Carson Wentz. That win broke a two-game losing streak, improving Philadelphia's record to 4-2. The Vikings fall to 5-1. Elsewhere around the league, Tom Brady completed 19 of 26 passes for 222 yards and two touchdowns in the Patriots' 27-16 win at Pittsburgh. Brady connected with Rob Gronkowski for a 36-yard touchdown in the third quarter, then used another 37-yard catch and run by Gronkowski to set up LeGarrette Blount's second touchdown run. Matthew Stafford connected on an 18-yard scoring pass to Anquan Boldin with 16 seconds left, and that gave Detroit a 20-17 win over 4-3 Washington. The Lions have won three in a row, while Washington had its four-game winning streak ended. Jay Ajayi tied an NFL record by surpassing 200 yards rushing for the second game in a row, helping the Miami Dolphins rally past Buffalo 28-25, and that ended the Bills' four-game winning streak. Ajayi rushed for 214 yards after totaling 204 yards a week earlier in a win over Pittsburgh. The NFL has its first tie game since 2014 after Seattle's Steven Hauschka and Arizona's Chandler Catanzaro missed short field goals in the closing minutes of a 6-6 deadlock. Hauschka's 27-yard field goal was wide left with 7 seconds left after Catanzaro's 24-yarder bounced off the left upright. Both kickers hit field goals in the first two possessions of overtime, but the Cardinals appeared poised to win after Carson Palmer's 40-yard pass to J.J. Nelson set up Catanzaro's short attempt, which he, of course, missed. Andy Dalton threw for 308 yards and two touchdowns to pay Cincinnati to a 31-17 win over the 0-7 Browns. The Chargers have their first road win of the season after erasing a 17-point deficit in a 33-30 triumph over Atlanta. Josh Lambeau won it by drilling a 42-yard field goal in overtime after his 33-yard kick tied it with 18 seconds left in regulation. Andrew Luck threw a 7-yard touchdown pass to Jack Doyle with a minute 55 to lead Indianapolis to a 34-26 comeback win over Tennessee. Latavius Murray scored twice, and Michael Crabtree caught 8 passes for 96 yards and a touchdown in Oakland's 33-16 win over Jacksonville. Oakland improves to 4-0 on the road. They're 5-2 for the season now. Ryan Fitzpatrick came off the bench for an injured Geno Smith and led the Jets on 3 scoring drives in a 24-16 win over Baltimore. Rashad Jennings scored on a 1-yard run in the fourth quarter to give the Giants a 17-10 win over the Rams in London. And Tampa Bay cruised to a 34-17 win over San Francisco as Jameis Winston threw 3 touchdown passes and Jaquizz Rodgers ran for 154 yards to help with that victory. In college football news, Ohio State dropped 4 spots to number 6 in the Associated Press college football poll after its first loss of the season, and Penn State moved into the rankings for the first time since 2011 after they upset the Buckeyes. Alabama is number 1 again, receiving all but one of the 61 first-place votes from the media panel on Sunday. Michigan moved up to number 2, Clemson is number 3, and Washington is number 4. Nebraska moved up a spot to 7th after their win over Purdue. Louisville moved up to number 5 ahead of the Buckeyes, who blew a 14-point fourth-quarter lead and lost 24-21 against Penn State Saturday night. The Nittany Lions enter the rankings at number 24. The SEC has 6 teams in the rankings, followed by the Big Ten and ACC. They have 5 teams each in this week's poll. Well, Cub fans have released pent-up emotions from 71 years of waiting for their team to finally go back to the World Series. Large crowds of people hit the streets outside Wrigley Field on Saturday night after the Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series and advanced to the World Series for the first time since 1945. A majority of the fans celebrated peacefully, with many taking selfies in front of the legendary stadium. Police say one person was arrested after climbing a traffic pole. Chicago faces the Cleveland Indians in Game 1 of the World Series, which will be held tomorrow night. Cubs president of baseball operations Theo Epstein says he won't rule out the return of Kyle Schwarber for the World Series. Schwarber was ruled out for the year after he tore two knee ligaments in an outfield collision with Dexter Fowler in Chicago's third game of the season. The outfielder catcher has been working out with the Solar Sox of the Arizona Fall League. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona says he'll start Corey Kluber in Game 1 at Cleveland. The right-hander is 2-1 with a .98 earned run average in his first postseason. Francona has right-handers Trevor Bauer and Josh Tomlin penciled in for Games 2 and 3 so far in that series. Well, the sun was too hot for the ice at the NHL's Heritage Classic in Winnipeg, and later on the Edmonton Oilers were just too hot for the Jets. Cam Talbot turned back 31 shots, and the Oilers used a 3-goal second period to beat the Jets 3-0 in front of over 33,000 at Investors Group Field. The start of the game was delayed almost 2 hours by sun that was melting the playing surface. The brightness also made it difficult for both teams to see off of the reflection, and that prompted the league to hold up the game in the interest of player safety. Elsewhere in the NHL, yesterday, Dan Girardi scored a minute 55 into the third period to break a two-all deadlock and send the New York Rangers to a 3-2 win over the Phoenix Coyotes in New York. John Tavares had just 2 points through five games this season before collecting two goals and an assist in the New York Islanders' second straight win, 6-3 over Minnesota. Anaheim and Vancouver were tied at two midway through the third period before Nick Ritchie and Corey Perry scored to lift the Ducks over the Canucks by a final of 4-2. In golf, Justin Thomas fired an 8-under-64 to successfully defend his title at the PGA Tour's CIMB Classic in Malaysia. Thomas finished at 23-under par to beat Hideki Matsuyama by three shots. And in racing, Joey Logano grabbed a critical victory in taking the checkered flag in the NASCAR Chase for the Sprint Cup race at Talladega. That victory ensures Logano a spot in the championship field, which was cut from 12 drivers to 8 after the race. Denny Hamlin edged Austin Dillon for the final spot in the field on a tiebreaker. Jimmy Johnson and Kevin Harvick had already wrapped up spots in the final 8 with victories. Matt Kenseth, Carl Edwards, Kurt Busch, and Kyle Busch are the others who have advanced. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.